I understand you're taking me on a trip today, Scott.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fun to do a progressive dinner.
Now, explain to me what a progressive dinner is first.
A progressive dinner, you usually find these done among neighbors. People in a neighborhood say, let's have a progressive dinner. We'll start at John and Martha's house for appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll go to someone else's house for the soup course. And then you just kind of work your way through the neighborhood, and each house does their own little portion of a full course meal. I thought it'd be fun to do a progressive dinner down on Restaurant Row.
Lots of choices there.
There are. I think the count now is around, oh gosh, I think it's getting up close to 50 full-service restaurants. So, you know, we could do a progressively better progressive dinner each time we go down there. But let's start with a pre-dinner cocktail, an aperitif. For that, I would choose Vines Bar and Grill, because on their bar, they put bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon. Strips of bacon.
That's so unusual.
Well, and it's so wonderful, too. I really like that it's both of those things. It's just strips of fried bacon. You pull it out of the little container and you nibble on it. And it's actually ingenious because what is bacon? It's very, very salty.
Yes.
And so you want more drinks. Well, you can't have more drinks. We got to move on. For the appetizer course, let's go down to Cantina Laredo. We're not going to stay for dinner. We're just going to have appetizer here.
Okay.
But what I really like that they do there is a tableside guacamole. And it's nice and lumpy like a guacamole is supposed to be. And you serve it with chips, and it's just a perfect little starter.
Fantastic. What's next?
Okay. Well, a soup course, of course.
Of course.
So, and we don't have to go far. We're going to go virtually next door to Big Fin Seafood Kitchen. And there, Chef James does what he calls a Thai soup, but it's really kind of a take on she-crab soup. So it's got this rich flavor of wonderful crab meat and the Thai spices that give it just a little bit of a kick.
That sounds fantastic. So where are we headed next?
Next, we've got to have a fish course. Let's go back down the road to Moonfish. They do a Vietnamese basa, which is sort of like a larger catfish.
Oh.
And it's got a really light flavor to it, very, very sweet meat. And with the little bit of ginger that they put on, it gives a little Asian taste, just delightful. Nice complement to the flavor.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Meat.
And what do you suggest?
Let's just go to Morton's and call it a deal. Got to get a steak. Got to get a big, thick, juicy steak that's done under their broiler that I think is like 1,800 degrees. So you get that nice charred outside, but the inside can still be, if you like it that way, can still be red when the outside is really crusty with ash, but the inside is still rare. I love that.
Okay, so I'm pretty full here, but I might have a little tiny bit of room left for dessert.
I'm so over those tiny desserts. You know, the little shot glasses. Come on, if you're going to have dessert, have dessert. So
fair enough.
Go to Anatolia, although it won't be Anatolia for long. It's going to be another Bosphorus. But the menu is going to stay pretty much the same, and you should be able to get the dessert there that I can't even pronounce. It's called Gazandibi. Something like that. And it's like a baked caramelized milk pudding that's sort of a cross between creme brulee and flan, custardized, nice, creamy texture and that sweetness of the caramel. And they also do a pretty good baklava. So I'll leave the last course up to you.
I choose both. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.